Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Top of the morning, everybody. I am Glenn the Geek from Lexington, Kentucky.
And I am Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for August 11th, 2011. Ooh, that sounds good. 11-11, episode 204, sponsored by Horseshow.com. Good morning, Horse World.
Good morning!
It's Thursday.
Kick the tires and light the fires, Big Daddy.
Your presence is required on the command deck.
Hey, everybody. This is Glenn the Geek, as you know, and I am in a mood today, Jamie. I'm in a mood.
Yeah, you're reintroducing yourself after doing it 5 seconds ago. Yes, you are in a mood. You're driving me actually a little bit crazy, if I may be completely honest with you. We're going out of town this weekend to go to the American Equestrian Trade Association, which is this big expo center, which is not even, it's not open to the public. It's where your tack shops buy from the big vendors, like Ariat and those kinds of things, and people push in new products. So it's like horse shopping, I mean, except for the fact that you can't really shop there. Some people let you. But anyway, you go there, and it's crazy, and you're going out of town. Now, you also have a vacation coming up in a couple weeks, so you're leaving directly after the show today to head up to Philadelphia. And you're driving me crazy because you're, like, in what we would call travel mode, which is, like, everything needs to get done right now. We need to go. We need to go. We need to go. I'm like, Glenn, we haven't even done the show yet. Slow down. Are you ready to slow down?
That. We'll be done sooner.
No, it doesn't work like that, honey. Sorry.
Damn. Plus, my ADD was kicking in, and, you know, we're in good shape, though. This is the first time in a long time that we've left to go away, and all the shows are done. The Horse Radio Network's in good shape. Everything's fine. I'm feeling good today.
So you can just relax a little bit. We have to do this show before you get in your car and drive away. Please, at least help me finish the show. Don't leave yet.
Okay. Actually, it is really Badass Day, and, you know, I got to stay around for that because that's fun.
Hey, question. What are you guys doing with your dog, Glory, for the trip?
Glory went to the dog sitters last night, and we have this lovely lady who actually boards at our barn, and she takes care of people's dogs when they go away. So Glory went over, and she had a dog too, and they went to the dog park together last night to meet, and they ran around and played together, and then Glory went back to the house there and got her, we set up her crate there. She was awful, awful, awful upset when we started messing around with her crate here at the house. Greyhounds live for their crates. Their crates, you know, they grew up in crates. They spend 23 hours a day in their crate. So their crate is their place, and she was very upset when we started folding up her crate. So she was happy to see it rebuilt at the house down the street. So Jennifer, you're still all breaking up. I don't think there is something wrong with your headset today because we can't really understand a word you're saying. Do you hear that too, Jamie?
All right. I did, so we'll just have to do what's coming up on today's show ourselves, I guess.
Okay.
So, on today's show, I believe, is it true that Katie's still calling in?
And Jennifer says I'm breaking up too. Are you hearing that, Jamie?
No, you sound fine to me.
Okay. So, then I think it's Jennifer that's got the issue.
Yeah. Listeners, if we sound terrible, just let us know on our Facebook page, please, because we had some earlier technical problems before the show. So just let us know on our Facebook page if we sound okay, or if I sound terrible, or I sound amazing, and Glenn sounds terrible.
Yeah, I mean, especially if Jamie sounds amazing. That's what she wants to hear about. Well,
Jamie,
on today's show, I'll do Jennifer's part. On today's show, I think Katie might be calling in. That, of course, Katie, our dating couple, she was talking about engagement rings and things. So I think she might be calling in today in a little bit here. So we hope she does, because we haven't talked to her in a while and got caught up on what's going on. So we need to do that. And then we are going to be talking today about building horse trails and the difficulties that ensue when you try to do that. And we have Edith Conyers on, who's going to talk about that today. They're trying to build a trail. You know how we talked about the trails in Florida that goes all the way across the state, how cool that is? Well, they're trying to do one here in Kentucky, and she's going to talk about the trouble they're having doing that. So we'll talk to her, and then, of course, it's really bad ads day because we won't be here tomorrow. We have a recorded show for you tomorrow, so you'll still have a show to listen to, but we moved really bad ads to today so that you wouldn't miss out on that again this week, because we did miss it last week. And we have some really good, really bad ads for you today.
I must tell you, Glenn, I did go horse shopping again last night with one of my friends who is looking for just a kind of lower level dressage horse that does trails. And after telling y'all about horse shopping yesterday or day before yesterday and coming home and kind of being sick to my stomach that I had to leave that poor horse there, it was just an awful experience. It was the complete opposite last night. It rejuvenated my faith in the human spirit to go and see this absolutely beautiful horse who is very well trained, who has the greatest home and has the greatest facility. And I rode in a $5,000 saddle last night trying out this horse. Okay, like beautiful Amerigo dressage saddle. It was a Steuben bridle. It was just fantastic tack. The horse was clean and beautiful and well shod, and it was trained well, and I absolutely loved the horse. I don't know if my client did, but I did.
I figured.
Yeah.
The exact opposite of some of the ads we're going to read today.
Exactly. So just think, when we're reading these really bad ads, that there are actually good horses still out there. Leaving that place yesterday, I told her, I'm like, even if you don't like that horse or want to buy that horse, I am so happy that I had such a pleasant experience horse shopping. I don't feel bad driving away and leaving this poor horse at this facility, because he's getting the best of care, the best of everything. It was a beautiful facility in almost downtown Phoenix. It was a hidden gem. I'm like so happy when I left. I'm like, bye, I love you. Oh, you're done great.
Well, I'm glad you finally had a happy shopping experience. You haven't had a whole lot of those.
No.
I'm glad. Sorry, I'm even cutting you off at Daily Winnie's today. Today, my first Daily Winnie goes out to Aubrey Miller. And this is because she posted yesterday, and I know she's listening because we can tell when Aubrey's listening, because she calls in to listen every day. And she posted yesterday, thought you guys might like to see what you were up to this morning. Have hit 'em hooked up to my breast collar, $1,000 worth of injections later, and my horse is sound. So your faithful daily phone-in listener and vice president, she has now promoted herself to vice president of the Horse Radio Network Legacy Club. Needs a saddle pad, too. And the Legacy Club, for all of you that don't know, are the very few people in this world, and they don't even include Jennifer, Jamie, and I, who have listened to every show, every episode of every show on the Horse Radio Network for 3 years. By the way, we added that up yesterday, Jamie. It's over 1,500 episodes.
Ah.
Yeah, it is, for all the shows. It's over 1,500 episodes. And Aubrey is one of the very few, I think there's two people, that have actually listened to all of them. So, Aubrey, I'm going to have Jennifer add you to the list of saddle pads. Besides, you take us riding with you. How cool is that?
That's just cool.
That's amazing. I want to know what kind of speakers she has to be able to blast a show loud enough from her breast collar. I'm like, that sounds really good.
She holds the speakers up on the butt of the horse. She has like those 25-inch speakers with an amp in the middle. She has her own little boom box going on the butt.
Oh, man, boom box. That old school. I love it. The ghetto blaster. What's up?
The butt blaster. Just duct tape it on there. All right. You have a daily win.
You know, just when you're feeling a little down in the dumps, you've been horse shopping, it's been unsuccessful, or you have, you know, you're just having a bad day, it's hot, the mosquitoes are out, you just can't, nothing can go right. Well, my daily winnie goes to Michelle Dunks because she corrected that yesterday. I was having a bad day. I was kind of down in the dumps. I was needing something to pick me up, and lo and behold, she posts the cutest video ever on my Facebook page. And I'm going to try to see if we can get that posted on our webpage. I'm sure you've probably seen it because apparently, let me see the views on YouTube, are 4,529,520 views of baby mooses in the sprinkler in the backyard. Oh, my God. Okay, so there's like twin baby moose running around in somebody's backyard playing in their sprinkler, and the mama's standing there in the sprinkler, like, licking the moose, and they're bucking, and they're running, and it's the cutest thing ever. And Michelle Dunks, thank you very much. You made my day.
I watched that this morning. It was really cute. But I have to tell you, this is a true horse person. I looked at Mama Moose, and the first thing I thought of is, oh, she needs a good currying. That's the first thing I thought of when I saw him.
She hasn't really done her spring shed.
How'd you like to wake up in the morning and go out back with your coffee up there in New England, sitting on your back porch, and there's these three moose playing in your sprinkler in the backyard?
That would be awesome, except for I was thinking this is either Alaska or Maine, and the only problem with waking up in the spring there is you have to wake up in the winter there, and that would be horrible.
Good point.
You can't even open your door because you got 9 feet of snow outside and it's below 20, you know, or 20 below. So, yeah, that would stink. But the baby moose sure are cute.
They sure are cute. And I hope Jennifer can get that posted up there. And thank you to, let me see who posted here. Thank you to
Michelle
Amy
Dunks
for letting us know that we sound okay. It was just Jennifer's headset must have an issue this morning. Well, let's talk a little bit about the schedule. We'll get to our question of the day, and then we have some news stories we want to get to this morning. This is going to be our last live show this week. We do have a recorded show for you tomorrow, as we mentioned, and then Monday we will be coming to you live from the American Equestrian Trade Association. We'll be taking a look at all the new products coming out, and we're going to have a bunch of guests on with us. It will be a fun show. We'll see what kind of crazy stuff we can get into this time. We got blown up with an air vest last time. So we'll see what else we can find to blow Jamie up on the show on Monday. Well, I'll look hard for that this weekend.
Okay.
And, yeah, you're welcome. And what else? So if you were going with us, this is the question of the day. I hope Jennifer can get posted. If you were going with us to the American Equestrian Trade Association show this weekend, what would you be shopping for? So you had some money in your pocket, and you wanted to do some shopping, and you wanted to find the best of whatever. What would you be shopping for this weekend? That's what we want to know. So that's our question of the day. We're going to post that on Facebook. For all the new listeners out there, all of this stuff we talk about is posted on our Facebook page. Just search for Horses in the Morning. That's where the conversation goes on during the show. So,
two more until we have 2,900. Two more.
I know. We're getting close. We're going to be at 3,000 in no time.
Yep. Hopefully we get a couple more likes and we'll climb all the way up to 3,000. Only 102 to go until we get to 3,000. Yay.
All right. Let's talk about...
Sorry, I got lost in the baby moose video. My attention span is not good either. Hey,
God, this is
dude,
great.
I wanted to tell you about the rescue story, Glenn. Can we talk about the rescue story now? Or do you have a caller?
Yes. talk about the rescue story.
Okay, so check this out. This is took place over in Europe, and we need to get this posted too. I know we're flooding you guys with posts because, my goodness, this one definitely requires some photos. You have to see the pictures of this one. There's a horse, and this took place in, I believe, Limmer, Germany. And a horse was, I guess they had the big tractor tires out in their pasture, and maybe they throw the hay in there or the grain or whatever. They were feeding these horses and the tires, and one of the horses, a little gray pony, got stuck in the tire. Like, seriously, stuck into the tire. And so they had to have the firefighters come out.
Like, upside down in this big tractor tire. You cannot see the head or the shoulders. All you see is a butt and a back foot sticking out.
Yeah, it's amazing. Now, I must say that this is the worst written article I have ever seen. And it was clearly not written by a horse person. I'm going to read this article to you. They kind of go on in who it is. This unfortunate animal was left trapped inside the tire with one of her hind legs poking out and her head pushed into the ground. Firefighters had to use hydraulic equipment. Did you cut out the part? The actual, this is what was so bad about it. They get the mare out of the tire, and the caption is, "Why the long face? Smile of bounds to her feet." And then another picture is, "Why was she horsing around? Blah, blah." I'm like, oh, come on, people. This is the worst article I've ever read. However, the pictures are amazing. So definitely go check that out. It's the Daily Mail. So, yes, of course, it's in Europe.
Yeah, but, you know, it wasn't England, though, so that's something, you know. That's something.
That's
the
true.
British could be proud that they weren't the rescue story of the day today. And the horse did look fine, but obviously they had drugged it at some point because it looked groggy getting up. Hey, we have our guest on the line here, Jamie. We have Katie Murphy on the phone. We haven't talked to her in a while. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
Katie?
Good morning, girlfriend.
How are you?
Well, we are doing very good. I would like to know, because we have been following you on your Facebook page. I know you've made a lot of changes in your horse department, but I want to know, we don't care about that. We want to know, have you made any changes in the personal department? Because what we're talking about is Katie is dating Roger. Roger wrote an article about dating an inventor, and it was just classic and priceless and funny. So we've had Katie on our show and Roger usually a couple different times to kind of go over things. But we need an update, sister. We saw that you were posting about shopping for engagement rings. What is that all about?
Well, that's right. We've decided that, for the most part, we are the match for one another. You know, and given how wonderful he is, with the horses, I figure I better not let this one get away. So we've discussed getting engaged after we're both done with grad school, and he'll be finished in December, and then I will be finished next spring. And in the meantime, we've started looking at some engagement rings. And, you know, initially it was exciting and fun, and now it has just become really quite a bit of work, and the fun has been drained out of it.
Why? What has changed where shopping for a ring would be not fun?
Well, it's certainly not a dynamic between the two of us. I think it's working with the jewelers and getting more educated on the quality of the stones. And for me, I didn't even need a diamond or an engagement ring. That wasn't a concern of mine, but he wanted to do that. And I think he feels quite a bit of pressure to do that from his family and then just what friends would think, et cetera. So part of it was going into these jewelry stores, and I think just for the most part that they just don't listen necessarily to what you're looking for or what you're interested in, and then also what your price point is. So.
Okay. Time out. Are you going to the mall?
No.
Okay, don't go to mall jewelers. First of all,
no,
that's
never.
The worst because they want to just upsell. But, yeah, just, you know, what I would do, what we ended up doing, and by the way, you're a classic horse chick because I was the same way. I don't need an engagement ring. I just want to be... married to you. And they're like, you have to have an engagement ring. Yeah,
exactly. Initially my thought was the engagement pony, but both our parents shot that down, and I don't have a third doll. So, you know, that's certainly not realistic. But, yes, I see what you're saying with the whole buy me a bridal, I don't need a ring.
Yeah, well, you know what, but I actually love mine now, so we didn't get crazy. But, you know, I think that the best shopping that we did for an engagement ring was online, just looking around online. And so by the time we actually went to a jeweler, we knew what we wanted.
Okay.
And it was, you know, to do that. Now, the advice that I have for you, and I want to just set this in motion now, because it's just going to get worse. Especially if you're already bothered about the engagement ring. My friend, the day you get engaged, everybody and their brother is going to start asking you, when are you getting married? When are you getting married? What's the date? And, of course, you're not going to have a date because you just got engaged. And then once you get a date, oh, my God, where's it going to be? Where's it going to be? What are you going to do? What are you going to wear? Did you get a dress? Did you get the flowers? What are you going to have for the reception? Did you get a DJ? Did you get a photographer? Blah, 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 blah. You'd be like, ah, oh, my God, just leave me alone. So that was my experience. Then you get about halfway through the planning of the wedding. Oh, my God, when are you guys going to have kids? Are you going to have babies? How many kids do you want to have? What if you have twins? What are you going to do about that? Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, oh, my God, leave me alone. So I would say the thing that I would suggest more than anything is to not ask for anybody's opinion.
Okay.
Nobody's opinion. Because you'll get it. You will get their opinion. I love my father. I love him dearly. I told my dad, I said, you know, I just really want to get married on a beach. I just really want to get married on a beach. And my dad goes, well, what about the church? And I said, well, if you can find me a church that's outside on a beach, then we'll get married in it. And he's like, okay. So I really was hoping that you'd get married on your uncle's farm. I said, Dad, what are you talking about? You know your uncle's farm where they have all the four-wheelers and they live, you know, out there. And we're talking like 2.5 hours outside of Atlanta in the middle of nowhere, Buckhead, Georgia, in the middle of nowhere. I'm like, Dad, there's no church on Uncle Dale's farm. I'm like, and why don't you understand this whole beach thing? So, again, don't ask anybody's advice. Just do it. Just plan it. And this also goes for Roger. Do not ask for Roger's advice on anything. Because he will give it to you, and then it will disagree with yours, and you will have a fight.
Well, we've been pretty good about, you know, the only thing I care about with the wedding is I just want good food. I don't care about anything else. You know, I just want good food and quite a few desserts and pastries. That's all I care about. But he is very close with his mother, and I think they have a great, you know, balanced relationship. However, she does get very excited, and she has already started putting the pressure on him of, well, when are you getting engaged? Why don't you just buy the ring now? And, you know, I keep telling him, hon, we don't have anything to rush into. You know, we have the mutual understanding that you and I are it, and I don't think that will ever change, you know, regardless of a ring or not. So we've certainly felt the opinions and the pressure from both ends. Not, I don't think so much from my family, but definitely from his. And it purely comes from a place of love and excitement and a lot of joy and for the future. But it has been a bit overwhelming. And we're not even walking down the aisle yet.
You're in big trouble. You're not even engaged yet.
I know. I'm screwed.
I'm going to make a prediction, and I should wait till until you're off the show, because it's just, yeah, this whole mother-in-law thing of future is just going to get harder and harder. Woo, this is going to be fun. If you need to vent, just call me.
Thank you.
Listen, we are so excited for you guys. Please let us know. He better do something awesome as far as the proposal, because it has to be horsey related, right? Or you would think. So, first of all, good luck on your competition season. Tell us what you're competing this year.
Well, Fitty, my upper-level eventer, who we attempted intermediate but failed miserably, he has been sold, and he is now with a young girl doing the jumpers, and I've never seen him happier. I think he is, you know, as a horse, is just so thrilled to not necessarily be doing the cross country and never has to look at one of those scary fences again. And he is well loved and well cared for. So I think that was definitely the best thing for him. And then in the meantime, I bought a young 3-year-old Hanoverian that I am very excited about, and he's coming along beautifully, and we'll do the future event horse series this fall with both Garth, the new horse, and Emmett, my youngster I still have, and then possibly go to Virginia for the championships, and then Garth will start to compete next year.
Yay! That's so exciting. Congratulations. I'm glad you found a great home for Biddy. I know by reading your blog and everything, you were having some struggles with him. And, you know, it's not always a forever horse, so you've got to find the one that suits you. And I'm hoping that the new guy, Garth Brooks, what's his real name, actually?
It's Escord RGS. So where they got Garth, I have no idea.
All right, well, Garth Brooks is my favorite name. And what's your website if people need to talk to you about anything like that or give you advice?
It
where
is
can they
Murphy
find you?
MurphyEventing.com.
Just what she needs, more advice.
I know, more advice.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you'll get it. MurphyEventing.com, correct?
Yes, and also on Facebook as well.
Okay. It's Katie Murphy. Look for her on Facebook. And you guys, when you see her online, just pop up the chat window and start chatting with her and tell her, you know, what you think about her opinions on the bridal shower and obviously where to register, because where you register is a very big deal as well. And God forbid you don't have the right kind of cake that your grandma's sister can eat. Oh, my God. You know, and then you got to have the food. Oh, Lord, you're in big trouble. You're in
We are so ready just to meet you in Vegas, and we will be your witnesses. Jamie and I will be there by your side in Vegas. Let's get this over with. We can just have a big party, and we don't have to worry about any of the crap.
Well, thank you. That may be the alternative.
Vegas, baby. That's my pick. Do it because you'll just be so much happier. Have a couple of drinks, run down the aisle at the, you know, Howard Johnson, and then, you know, you're good. Elvis will marry you. It'll be beautiful.
Oh, my God. Can't wait.
We probably have some listeners in Vegas. We could probably find you a horse to ride into the Elvis Presley Chapel. We can ride right
can
in on a Palomino.
I think that is exactly what Roger thinks of when he thinks of romance. You know,
sounds like a good premise for a good video, though, when you think about it.
Is the wedding video fun?
Yeah.
We scared her. Katie, good luck. Call me if you need anything. I'm here to help. I'm here to offer advice, and I'm here to tell you that I will call people and tell them to shut up if you want. I'll be your muscle.
Yeah, I'll start writing the threatening letters now.
Yeah, please do.
All right.
Bye, Katie.
Have a great
tell
day.
Roger hi.
I will. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah,
oh my gosh!
I'm sorry.
Am I wrong here? Did anybody else that had a wedding like this like get so stressed out by the details? And everybody was giving me such a hard time. I'm like, listen, I just want to marry the guy. I don't care about anything else. I just want to marry the guy barefoot on the beach. That's it. And everything else kind of fell into place through lots of. And then when you have divorced parents, oh Lord. Because mama wants something and daddy wants something. Huh?
You did better than we did because all you had to say is, I want to get married barefoot on the beach. And that's all kind of cool. We had to tell them, we want to get married with like a medieval wedding with everybody in costume.
Your guests had to dress in costume?
Half the guests actually dressed in costume. That's correct.
Ah! That is hilarious. I mean, that's beautiful and I'm sure it was fantastic.
So try selling that one to the family.
Hey, Mom, if I could get you to dress up like Lady Guinevere, and Dad, if you could dress up like, you know, a Knight of the Round Table, my parents would be like, what? shut the front door. I'm not doing that.
And the reason, for everybody that doesn't know, is Jennifer and I actually met at the Pennsylvania Renaissance Fair. We were actors there, and we owned our own acting company for 10 years when we did Medieval Feast. So there was a reason that we did that. Because we're total geeks. That was the other
thing. Yeah, right. You just made that up. You're like, I want to dress as Lieutenant Hulu, and I want you to dress as Captain Kirk, and I want Jean-Luc Picard. like you're a Trekkie. Everybody,
well, you know, the joke is that the day Jennifer and I met, I was in a dress and tights. So there you go.
Yeah, I know. That's hot. It's amazing. Except she got her.
Let's do our guest is about to be, or I think is going to be ready here soon. So let's do the commercial, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about the nightmare that is trying to create public trails for horses. And then we'll go to Black Beauty and we'll do really bad ads, and then we'll leave.
You are just you want to just fast forward this whole show, don't you? You just can't stand it. Well, thank you so much to horseshow.com for sponsoring today's show. At horseshow.com, you can now compete online, just like if you were at a regular horse show, minus the heat, the sweat, the bugs, the expense, the parking, the getting into trouble, you know, whatever. You can get judged by the top judges and get the judges' comments back. Just upload your home video and enter a class online at horseshow.com. It's a simple and economic way for you to compete with your horse from home. It's also a great way to prepare for your next show or track your progress during the off season. Horseshow.com features real horse shows for multiple breeds and disciplines judged by nationally accredited judges. Upload, enter, and win anytime at horseshow.com. I'm going to have to make that a personal challenge. I need to do that. I need to enter my horses, and then you guys can see me competing with myself online, and then you can judge me. How's that
I
sound?
Love that. I think that'd be terrific. I think
and
that'd be
Jennifer
great. Because, you know, everybody has an opinion, and I think you would hear many of them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I would love to hear everybody's opinion on how I rode. That really sounds fun. Because there's never
anybody.
That's
almost as good as hearing opinions on an upcoming wedding.
Exactly. It's almost the same exact thing, actually. yeah, because you know, I've noticed, Glenn, that when a bunch of women are sitting around, maybe around an arena, and there's one person riding in there, I find that, you know, the women that are sitting around the arena only have incredibly positive things to say about the woman riding in the arena. So look at her legs. They're so pretty. I think she just made a very nice correction. Her seat and her position is fantastic. You know, yeah, that's what I see when I go to an arena and then there's somebody riding in there, especially at a horse show when everybody's standing around, milling around, and there's one person doing their test in the arena. They really have nice things to say, really nice things, usually.
I was just reading Facebook, and I just saw Stacy's response to the question of the day. The question of the day was if you were going to the American Equestrian Trade Association with us this weekend, what would you be shopping for? And Stacy's response was a man. I think, Stacy, that I'm going to have to let Jennifer and Jamie help you out with that one.
Yeah, I know Stacy. Bless her heart. She lives not too far away from here. She's in Phoenix. We've had her on the show. She nobody can help her. She's too picky. I've tried to set her up with the guys before. She's just too picky. So Stacy, you're on your own. Sorry.
Hey, how about I do have someone in mind? How about the French helmet guy? Remember him?
Oh, she would like him. She would like him. Okay, there is a dude at Ada that is way hot, and he sells like $400, $500, $600 helmets. So, yeah, he was good looking.
And he's French,
sorry,
and he has that little French accent. Yeah, Stacy would like him.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
And the .2 air guys, Airbus guys aren't it bad either. Not that I noticed.
That's true. All right, let's get to our guests who are probably wondering why they're on our show this morning. All right, we have Edith Conyers and Elaine Wilson. Let's say hi to Edith first. Good morning, Edith.
Good morning.
thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's kind of a wild morning here because we're all getting ready to go away this weekend, and we're just in a mood. So I'm warning you.
Lucky you.
And then we have Elaine on here as well. Good morning, Elaine.
Good morning.
Oh, good to talk to you. So now, guys, you're trying to do a project. Let me back up a little bit here for the sake of the listeners. A little while back, we did and I'm trying to remember the name of it. Maybe Jamie can look it up while we're talking. We did a show, and we had some guests on from Florida. There is a horse trail that goes from one side of Florida all the way from the Atlantic Ocean to the Gulf of Mexico, crosses the whole state. It's really cool. They built these fancy bridges so the horses wouldn't get spooked over the highways, and they put a lot of time and work into it. It goes through the Ocala area and the Ocala forest there. So it's really cool, and it has a name, and I cannot remember it right now. You guys are trying to do a similar thing here, right?
Similar.
Okay. Yep. Tell us about it.
Well, one of the things that we're trying to do is go across state from east to west with a cross-Kentucky trail system that will allow for foot traffic, bike traffic, and horseback traffic, non-motorized. We are also looking at some north-south routes that will go from state border to state border, north-south as well.
Now, this is a huge project. I mean, you've got so many issues, and just putting a trail in anywhere is a huge project. So what are the obstacles that you've been running up against?
Well, let me first say what we wanted to do was to come in and get a real good inventory of what trails already exist in Kentucky and are being maintained. And in doing that, we have added about an additional 6,000 miles of trails to our inventory. Once we did that, we have taken a look at what we want to connect to across the state, and that is, of course, national park systems, national forests, national recreation areas, state parks, state properties that are public lands that we can make these connections. And to answer your question, the difficult part, of course, is private lands are so numerous in number that it seems like an impossible task at first glance, but I think it's a long-term project that we can work on, as we have been doing the Pine Mountain Trail in eastern Kentucky.
Now, Edith, are you just two people that went out and decided to try and do this good deed? Are you horseback riders? Do you work for the state? Who are the both of you, or how did this group come together?
Well, it started really 4 years ago when the first lady and I met out riding in the woods, and this was before Steve Beshear was elected governor, and she said to me, would I help her increase and help maintain and better the trails in Kentucky? And her goal would be to have a trail that traversed east to west across the state of Kentucky. And so I said, I will not chair this effort, but I will certainly assist in any way I can. So then Steve was elected, and we just started kind of trying to come up with a plan of how to do this. The first thing was to get to add to the inventory of trails, to try to find where abandoned railroads are, where current rail trails are, where, as Lane just said, National Park Service, Forest Service, state lands, county, city, whatever would work, to find out where the existing trails are and get those mapped. Now, was started right early on. Then the next big ugly red flag that came up was, how do we deal with private landowners and encourage them to allow non-motorized use on their lands? And so Elaine can speak a little more to this later, but there was a bill which was either something like House Bill 193 or 192 that was passed in 08 or 09, I guess it was 09, that created the Kentucky Recreational Trails Association, which Elaine is executive secretary or something of that. Anyway, that was formed with the effort of all user groups to try to increase the recreational trails issue and deal with liability, which was the big red flag that raised its ugly head.
Well,
and that,
having been a landowner before, that's the first thing I thought of was the liability issue.
Yes, and that's not yet been solved completely. The House bill helped a lot that was passed in identifying it as a problem and identifying an old bill that sort of absolves people. But you it's hard to convince the landowner, and how do you go about that? And this is a big, huge part of the whole project that has yet also to be solved. But in the meantime, until that's solved, there are lots of different ways to work on the rest of the issues that come up, such as where are the trails and where can we increase the trails on public lands that are now available.
Well, there are two big issues as I see it for the landowners. One is the insurance, the liability issue is one, but the other one is, do I want strangers riding across my property? I mean, it's
certainly,
and that's
certainly
one you can't. That's one you can't legislate. You know?
No, you can't legislate it, and you have to live with it. Many, many times, somebody will say no last year and yes this year. So it's a case of selling the project. And one of the good examples is using rail trails as an example. Currently, the studies have shown that rail trails that are put in and developed as non-motorized multi-use trails have not had these issues. You know, the public that comes there are environmentally conscious and they love nature, and it has increased land values. It has increased actually security issues. The users tend to clean up after themselves. There are a lot of things that can be pointed out that have been successful models for that. But to go back to where we were in terms of my involvement, as a result of the beginning of all this and my encounter in the woods with Mrs. Bashir, who is a friend, I got started the Kentucky Backcountry Horsemen. And the Backcountry Horsemen of America is a national organization of mostly it started in the West, and it was made up of people who went into the backcountry, and they wanted to help
serious
maintain
trail riders.
Trail riders. And in this country, I mean, in east of the Mississippi, we go to a campsite and we ride out of that campsite by the day, and we come back. Out there, you have way more that people pack mules, and they take 10 people
right.
and 20 mules and horses, and they pack out for 3 days, 5 days, 10 days, 2 weeks, whatever. So we sort of consider this front country versus back country west of the Mississippi, just mainly for that reason. But the Backcountry Horseman was formed to perpetuate the common sense use and enjoyment of horses in America's backcountry and wilderness. They also work to ensure that public lands remain open to recreational stock use. That's us as well. They assist the landowners and agencies that are responsible for the management of the public lands to help maintain trails, to open new trails, to work in meeting their goals and for us to try to meet our goals. They also educate, encourage, and solicit participation in the wise use of the backcountry resources. And, you know, all that being commensurate with our heritage, they also want to encourage the formation of new backcountry horse organizations in all over the country. And currently there are probably about 15,000-plus members of this organization, and there are 25 of the 50 states involved that have chapters. And Kentucky, in 4 years, has gone from one chapter, which was the first chapter formed, to now I am going next Monday to talk about starting a seventh chapter. So in just
wow,
4 years, just in Kentucky. Now, out west, Washington State has something like 35 chapters, and it's a huge state. Montana's the same. So the more established states that have been there for 30 years have many more chapters, and the states are bigger, and they have a whole lot more millions of acres of backcountry and wilderness and national forests, et cetera. So we don't expect to have 35 chapters in Kentucky, but the issue is to try to get a chapter formed in an area where public lands are available, or private lands. It doesn't have to be public lands, where they can be responsible for an area and help land managers in that area deal with the non-motorized use of the trails there. For instance, there's a wildlife management area in Nicholas County, the Clay Farm. They formed a chapter there because there's 30 miles of trails on the wildlife management area there. Fort Harrod in Harrodsburg, a backcountry horseman, is close to Shaker Village that has quite a significant trail system now. And
you know, we were down there. We were actually down there on Sunday at Shaker Village, and we went back. They have an excellent. I don't know if Jamie, if when she lived here, she ever went down there to ride, but their trail system is extensive.
Oh, wonderful!
And the parking's great, and the barns are great, and they've washed off. It's one of the neatest trailheads I've ever seen.
Yes.
Which place
very,
is it?
Very nice.
Shaker Village. Did you ever ride down there?
Never went to Shaker Village, but we did go to, what is south
Eagle's
of Lexington?
Nest. Oh, south.
No, there's another one that goes in between, like, Tennessee as well.
There's Big
huge.
South Fork.
Yes,
big,
that's the one we
south.
Used to go to all the time. It was
right.
That's a fantastic place, too.
Yes, and Shaker Village has about 30 or 40 miles of trails. Big South Fork has 100 miles of trails or more, 200. But the Fort Harrod group, for instance, helps on the trails and has adopted the longest trail at Shaker Village to help and maintain and work with Shaker Village group to help there. There's also a private entity that they help, and that is Mike and Carol Conover's property at Eagle's Nest. They have about 1,200 acres that they want to keep as an equestrian trailhead riding area. And they have built trails there, improved creek crossings, gotten grants from the RTP program for improvements, gotten grants from the Quarter Horse Association that's connected with Tractor Supply called the STEP program to do improvements there. So it's that kind of thing that the backcountry horseman does. And we have one in the Red River Gorge area. We have one in Cumberland Gap. So it's just really kind of neat to see this progress go. And all of these groups work toward the same thing, improving and maintaining the trails in their areas as well as mapping out new trails. And all of that feeds into what Elaine's group is doing toward this cross-Kentucky trail.
Gotcha. And Elaine, next. I heard when I talked to Jennifer and she had talked to you guys about this, you know, she said that you've run into some obstacles. Obviously, the private landowners are an obstacle, but just, you know, and I know this from dealing with other things, dealing with the government agencies hasn't been a treat either, has it?
Well, it's always a challenge when you have any government agencies that have specific missions, and we're asking them to do something else. So, yes, that has been a challenge, but it's one that we're working through, and it's new ground for them. In some cases, on some of their properties, on properties that, for example, that Fish and Wildlife manages, it's not so much an issue. It's just working through the process that we have to go through. But it is a challenge. Nothing's easy. In Kentucky here, we have about 5 to 7% of all land is public. That's federal, that's state, That's not for profit. That's all the land that we have that's public. And as Edith was alluding to earlier about the lands out west, it's completely, in some cases, opposite that. They have 50 to 70 percent of their land is public land. So it is a challenge here in Kentucky, but it's one that we're working through. We develop processes for it. Liability is a major issue, and we do have a good statute that gives landowners excellent protection. It's 411-190, and it's a great thing for landowners here in Kentucky. The problem is a lot of them aren't aware of that. A lot of landowners aren't aware of that. They haven't heard enough about it or seen it tested in the courts, which it has been and has been upheld many times. But still, the majority of citizens aren't aware of 411-190. And the other part of that problem, as Edith was alluding to as well, is that landowners, if they get sued, they still have to get representation and go to that
extent. They still have to pay for a lawyer, right.
Yeah, so see, and that's part of our Constitution in Kentucky, and one of the challenges that we have as a state. People have the right to sue here, and that's a constitutional right. And so it's hard to give them protection from that. And landowners will have to go to the expense of representing themselves in court, even though they may win. We have looked at a couple of different things, like what Maine has done, and with the loser pay part of their law, where if you do go to court and you do sue somebody and the landowner is upheld, then they have to pay his legal expenses. And that's something that, you know, KRTA has looked at and has entertained. But I think the more education we get out there to people that we have a good statute that protects landowners from liability, that the less problems we'll have in getting them to agree to do land use agreements to allow people on their land. So it's a process with public and with private lands, but it's one that we think is a worthy goal. We already have one example of that working in the state right now, and that's the Pine Mountain Trail in eastern Kentucky. It's primarily a foot traffic trail, but also horseback riders use parts of it. But that has been a 10-year process right now. It's 121 miles long. We have about 57 miles of it completed. So when we look at this Cross Kentucky Trail system, we know it's going to be a long-term plan. But
yeah, you know, people don't realize how big Kentucky is from one side to the other. We got a big state here.
You're absolutely right. It is a very wide state, very wide.
And we're running out of time here, so Elaine, is there a website that they can visit for you guys?
Yes, I'm going to give you two sites. One is the KRTA site, and that is just krta.com. .gov, and they can go to that site and learn about our land use agreements and cross-country trail system. And then
We've already posted these on our Facebook page, so everybody can just go to our Horses in the Morning Facebook page, backcountryhorse.com, kybch.com, and you can find them there.
Okay. All right, cool.
That's great.
All right, guys, thank you very much. We've kind of run out of time for this segment this morning. We do appreciate you being here. It's a very important topic, which is why we wanted to have you on, because we are losing trails all across the country every day. And it's important to constantly be looking for new ones, or we're just not going to have a place to trail ride anymore.
That's right.
So that's why we think it's so important. And Edith, one quick thing. I want to thank you because one of our avid listeners, Rick Conley, said what my friend Edith didn't say was that she was one of the original founders of the event that is today known as the Rolex 3-Day Event. Thank you,
that's
Edith.
That's correct. You're welcome.
welcome. We go every year. We love it. Thank you very much, guys. We appreciate you being on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Isn't that cool? She helped found the Rolex event.
That's cool. Good deal.
So what do you want to do next? Do you want to go? I'm a little confused.
Okay. Well, I've got, like, the worst, saddest chapter of Black Beauty ever. I don't know. Should we play the song first, go to that, and then pick everybody back up with really bad ads? Let's do that. What do you think?
Let's do really bad ads because the song directly relates to really bad ads. So let's do Black Beauty first, and then we'll do the song.
Okay.
Let's get the carnage over with. Tom alert. Pay attention today.
Oh, my God. Okay. Let's see if we can do it. Hold on 1 second. Let me yell at my husband to get the dog.
All right. Hold on. False start, everybody.
Sorry. I already yelled. I turned my mic off and yelled. Honey, get the dog.
Okay. You ready?
Yes.
This is a dramatic reading by Jamie Jennings of the English classic Black Beauty by Anna Sewell.
Chapter 40, Poor Ginger. One day, whilst our cab and many others were waiting outside of one of the parks where a band was playing, a shabby old cab drove up beside ours. The horse was an old, worn-out chestnut with an ill-kept coat and bones that showed plainly through it. The knees knuckled over and the forelegs were very unsteady. I'd been eating some hay and the wind rolled a little lock of it that way, and the poor creature put out her long, thin neck and picked it up, and then turned around and looked for some more. There was a hopeless, dull look in the eye that I could not help noticing, and then as I was thinking, where had I seen that horse before, he looked full at me and said, "Black Beauty? Is that you?" It was Ginger. But how she had changed. The beautiful arched neck and glossy mane were now straight and lank and fallen in. The clean straight legs and delicate fetlocks were swelled, the joints grown out of shape with hard work, and the face that was once so full of spirit and life was now full of suffering. And I could tell by the heaving of her sides and her frequent cough and how bad her breath was. The drivers were standing together a little way off, so I sidled up to her step or two that we might have a little talk. It was a sad tale that she had to tell. After a 12-month run at Earlshall, she was considered to be fit for work again and was sold to a gentleman. For a little while, she got on very well, but after a longer gallop than usual, the old strain returned, and after being rested and doctored, she was again sold. In this way, she changed hands several times, but always getting lower down. And so at last, said she, I was bought by a man who keeps a number of cabs and horses, and he lets them out. You look well off, and I am glad of it, but I could not tell you what my life has been. When they found out my weakness, they said I was not worth what they gave for me, and then I must go into one of the low cabs and just be used up. And that is what they're doing, whipping and working me with never one thought of what I suffer. They paid for me, and they must get it out of me, they say. The man who hires me now pays a deal of money to the owner every day, so he has to get it out of me, too. So it's all the week round and round, never with a Sunday's rest. I said, you used to stand up for yourself if you were ill-used. Ah, she said, I did once, but it's no use. Men are strongest, and if they are cruel and have no feeling, there is nothing that we can do. Just bear it on and into the end. I wish the end were come. I wish I was dead. I've seen dead horses, and I'm sure they do not suffer pain. I wish I may drop down dead at my work and not be sent off to the knackers. I was very much troubled, and I put my nose up to hers, but I could say nothing to comfort her. I think she was pleased to see me, for she said, you are the only friend I ever had. Just then her driver came up and with a tug at her mouth backed her out of the line and drove off, leaving me very sad indeed. A short time after this, a cart with a dead horse in it passed our cab stand. The head hung out of the cart trail, the lifeless tongue slowly dripping with blood, the sunken eyes. But I can't speak of them. The sight was too dreadful. It was a chestnut horse with a long, thin neck, and I saw a white streak down the forehead. I believe it was Ginger. I hoped it was, for then her troubles would be over. Oh, if men were more merciful, they would shoot us before we came to such misery. And Monday, chapter 41, The Butcher. Oh, for that
okay,
one.
That was for the reading, not the chapter. That was terrible.
Oh, poor Ginger. It just goes to show you. I don't know what I showed you, but it's very sad.
Well, that ought to send people off with a happy note today. All right.
Okay, let's move on. Woo! It's like almost Friday. You're going on vacation. I had to read the saddest chapter of Black Beauty ever. That is so frustrating because I had knew in my heart that I was going to have to get to this chapter one day or the other. Before I even started the book, I'm like, crap, I have to read the Ginger chapter, and he's going to just completely crush me for the whole thing. I don't want to hear it. I want you to play the damn song and move on.
I'm going to play the song we played a couple weeks ago because we realized that it was perfect for Really Bad Ads Day, and I know that not everybody listens to every show, so we thought we'd play it right before Really Bad Ads today. I think you're going to like it, and listen to the words because it relates to our really bad ads that are coming up.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading. Well, look here, boys, he's got a pretty good rig. He's got a working trot and a short jig. He come off of the ranch where he's born and bred. The last of his blood, that old stud's dead. He's a little bit nervous inside the ring. Kids out back and riding with a strain. Of course now, his feet needs trimming. Yeah, it looks to me like he's been foundered. Well, you seen that big skeeter bite on his neck? Yeah, they probably aced him. He's a little fresh. We ain't rode him much lately. Yeah, 8 seconds or less. He's got a pretty little head. Yeah, if you don't mind the looks of an ironing board. They say they just wormed him. Yeah, now you're trying to worm me. Well, they say you can ride him with any kind of bit. Yeah, as long as you wire his mouth shut. They say they showed him NCHA. Yeah, which means not coming home again. Or was it AQHA? Yeah, which means apt to quit hauling around. Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading. Well, look here, boys, here's one of a kind. He's as right as rain. If I'm lying, I'm dying. I'll make you a price. He's worth every penny. I wouldn't even sell him, but I got too many. He's King Ranch, Wagner, Doc Bar bred. They tell me he's smarter than Mr. Ed. I tell you one thing, he's a good rope horse. Yeah, that's how you have to catch him. Well, he'll jump right in your trailer. Well, that's good, because I seen him jump out of yours. Now, he's got all the wind in the world. Yeah, it's just coming out the wrong end. He's good at opening gates. Yeah, you brush up against one, he kicks it right open. Well, they say he runs AAA. Yeah, which means always awkward and aimless. Well, looks like he's got a little Arab blood in him. I don't believe I'd have told that one. Now, I'd say he'd be a good cutting prospect. I believe that's the first thing I'd do to him. They say they showed him NRHA. Yeah, which means never really had ability. Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. It's a horse trading. Come on now, you wear out a new truck trying to find a better deal than this. Ah, don't lose him over a few dollars. If it's not just like I said, you don't own him. I guarantee him, gentle and sound. What do you mean, why didn't I tell you about that in the video?
And that was Dan Roberts from OldBootsMusic.com, Horse Trading, which we think entirely fits with really bad ads coming up. You're listening to the Horses in the Morning. I am Glenn the Geek here with Amy Jennings. And a very, very quiet, because her microphone isn't working right, Coach Jen. This song was sponsored by Pocket Stable. You know, if you have an iPhone or if you have an iPod Touch, you get it out right now. You go to the App Store and you just look up Pocket Stable because you're going to want this. If you haven't done it yet, you should today. It costs $3.99, and this app will keep track of all the information about your horses, from wormings to farrier visits to dentist visits, all of that stuff, the weight of your horse, everything you need to keep track of that you don't do a very good job of on your own. Pocket Stable will help you do that. You'll never have to worry about when stuff is coming up because you're going to know it. It'll just remind you. That's Pocket Stable in the App Store, on your iPhone or your iPod Touch, or visit them at pocketstable.com. This show, of course, today is sponsored by horseshow.com, another website that you should definitely visit. Because Jamie's going to post her videos up there. She's going to win lots of money, and then she's going to take us all out for dinner.
Yeah, good luck. Hey, just to comment real quick on the whole Black Beauty thing, I just wanted to let you know that last night when I was at that big fancy place riding that big fancy horse for one of my friends, I did tell, they were like, you know, our main concern is that he goes to a good home. And, of course, they have a good home for it, and then they want it to go to a good home. And I actually said to them, I'm like, yeah, it's not like this is Black Beauty and we're like London cab owners and we're going to like wear him out. I used the Black Beauty reference. And they were like, yeah, I guess you're right. We totally understand. I was like, they read Black Beauty too. Like, it's not like we're London cab owners and we're going to let him out and rent him to strangers and let him run down the road and get exhausted and grow weary with work.
All right.
I didn't say all
that.
You
had way too much Black Beauty on your mind. That's for sure. Way too much.
Poor Ginger. Poor Ginger. So, yeah, Jennifer, did you just post, she just posted all the pictures of the horse stuck in the tire. Oh, my gosh. But the good thing is, he got out. Holy cow.
He got out. He did survive.
Hey, honey.
He was not in Black Beauty.
So. He was definitely not. It looks like Merrylegs, though, doesn't it? The horse is stuck in the tire.
All right. Let's get to really bad.
Pay attention.
Okay, today we are doing our really bad ads, and the winner, we actually have two winners today because there were two really good ones that we just couldn't decide, so we're going to give you both one, is the first ever Horse Radio Network saddle pads. We're having them produced with our little logo on it, the cute little guy, so you're going to have, this is exclusive, nowhere else, so these two people are going to get the first ever saddle pads coming up. And Jamie is going to lead the way with today's really bad ads. Hit it, girl.
All right. Well, this is from Kelly Utter. We appreciate this one. She sent in a couple. She said that she poached this off of the Chronicle of the Horse because somebody else posted it on that website as a really bad ad. And this says, I'm moving to the suburbs. By the way, all lowercase. Hardly any punctuation. I'm moving to the suburbs and have to sell my feral bred horse, very healthy 5-year-old male. I don't have much experience with horses, was inherited. Only information that I have that it had 2 years of professional racetrack training and comes from a line of true champions. I found out that with bloodline informational paperwork, he is worth thousands. I can get more information on parents if requested. Willing to sell for $600 or trade for something of equal value. Will arrange visit with serious buyers. So you're selling a horse that's worth thousands of dollars because he comes from a line of true champions for $600. What a deal. What a deal.
Okay, I always have trouble spelling thoroughbred. And I don't think I'm the only one there. I think I'm confessing that. But I have never spelled it T-H-E-R-A-L space B-R-E-A-D.
Yeah. It's pretty impressive. It's a, I didn't even get thoroughbred out of that. So that's impressive.
Kelly Utterson in another one. And talk about punctuation. This person, you know how normally with these ads, that especially the ones you're so good at reading, we never have any punctuation. It's just one big, long, 10-sentence paragraph thing with no punctuation at all. Well, this particular person puts a lot of punctuation. And I'm going to try and read it with the punctuation as it is. Okay, so you ready with this? 13-year-old, 14-3 to 15 hands. This lady has had a lot of training from reining to barrel. I have not had her but a short time, and I did ride her at a barrel race before I bought her, and she is fast. Unfortunately, I have not had time to ride her much due to working with a younger horse, so she is lazy and a bit stubborn. She does not buck, kick, or rear. She is not mean, but needs a firm hand till she gets going again. She loads, clips, bathes, side passes. Neck reins very well, but is not marish. She is a great price for someone who has time and wants a barrel horse and does not have $4,000 enough to buy one. Don't let her price fool you. If I still have her in a few weeks, I will get her going, and her price will definitely go up. Cash only. And I will only ship or cash a check for you. I may take off. A bit if you have a min-bred mare or pony that is broke to ride. Cash, please. Pick soon. I don't get the I may take off part. Cash only.
I
will not ship or cash a check for you. I may take off.
Yeah, I don't even know where to go to that one. By the way, you gave her too much credit. You actually pronounced words that she misspelled. She loads, period. She clips, period. Baths, period. Side passes, period.
Oh,
neck
yeah.
rings, period. Yeah. Like, really? Nice job. Nice job reading it. It's really difficult. And good luck to you selling that horse. Don Bailey. The title of the ad is called Studs. Quarter horse studs. Dot, 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 dot. Green, 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 smoking green. Dot, 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 dot. I've been trying my best to do what we can with these boys, but it's too much and they are just not for us. I've saddled them and used some horsemanship skills from stuff I've seen online, but we just want good broke family farm horses. Dot, 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 dot. If you're interested, please call or text me, blah, 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 dot, 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 dot. Thanks, and I hope someone wants these boys, dot, 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 dot. I'm sure with the right hands and skills, they can be their best great horses. Dot, 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 dot. So not using periods in the appropriate places, she added several in the inappropriate places.
I thought the thing that was the greatest about this is we have never seen an ad yet that has emphasized the point that this horse is green. Green, 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 smoking green. This is one green horse. It really makes me want to
buy
it.
This sucker, they are green. Green. And the good thing is that they trained it a little bit with the horsemanship skills that they've seen online. So,
yeah.
Great idea. The next one comes from R. Mitchell. And this one, please, okay. I've got my coffee in my hand. Hold on. I'm going to take a sip of that, and I'm going to push it away because you're not going to drink it after this. compost tea. I'm not sure if anyone is interested in this. Let me just go ahead and say no before I read any further. Compost and tea coming together. I am not sure if anyone is interested in this, but it works great for me. It made my plants explode in size. I make tea from compost and rabbit manure. If you're sure interested, contact me. 50 cents a gallon should be fair, but I will negotiate. What the heck? You're posting an ad to sell poop tea online for 50 cents a gallon. What is wrong with
you? But you'll negotiate.
I'll give you a quarter a gallon. Okay, sold. You still have to make poop tea. Okay, poop tea. Where are you making this poop tea? Are you straining it? Are you putting it in your coffee pot? Are you making it on, like, a tea press? I don't understand. I don't want to know. You're disgusting. Go away.
Hey, the next one is from Ann Svensson in Sweden, but she was actually reading our ads over here because you know what? The Swedish ads mustn't be as bad as ours because she had to come all the way to Pennsylvania to find this one. So in Fredonia, Pennsylvania, she found one of the best trailer sale ads ever, and this is going to be our picture of the day. Jennifer's going to post it. you have to go to our Facebook page and look at this picture and then realize that the ads, Jennifer, also put the copy of the tech in the ad in there too. It says two-horse trailer. Now, the amazing part about this, the other crappy trailer pictures that we've had in the past, they haven't wanted much money for them. They actually want $650 for this thing. It says two-horse trailer, $650. Bumper pull. It is a bumper pull. We'll give them that. Good floor. Except that the metal that holds up the floor is completely rusted out. It says AMD tires. I'm not sure what that means. Needs some body work and paint, but ready to go. Well, Dale, you're selling this thing. I'd say it's beyond body work. It's beyond paint. It's pretty much just going to fall apart. It is it's a two-horse trailer that I guarantee you does not have any metal left underneath those wooden planks that's holding that floor up.
That thing is a nightmare. That is big box of rust.
Did you see somebody painted a smiley face on the front of it?
You know what that smiley face entails? You know what I see when I look at that trailer? Tetanus. Please, make sure your horse has a tetanus shot. Yeah, exactly. That's pretty horrible. Yeah, there's no good floor in there. You're right. The whole bottom of the thing is rusted away. So check that out on our Facebook page, along with pictures of the little pony getting rescued. Oh, my gosh. The next one, let's see here if I can find it. That's so good. This is Adam Till. Adam Till sent us this one. Let's see. We're still a little far away. Not the winner. I love the fact that Adam sent this to us, and then he sent us his own translation. So I'm going to read the ad first and then Adam's translation. And Adam is writing to us from Calgary, Canada. We are offering the chance of a lifetime to help all the people have the opportunity to work with, learn, and own a top-bred quarter horse. We are offering your pick of these terrific horses in that range in age from 1 year to 5 years old, both mares and geldings, with a six-month boarding contract. Board with us for 6 months, and the horse is yours. Boarding rates are competitive and affordable, only $210 per month. This is a private paddock, wire-free, with access to a fully functioning training facility. Facility amenities include blah, 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 and they go on. Also, miles and miles of treed riding areas for the finished project. Qualified trainers on site to assist you. So this can be for the beginners that always wanted their own horse. Okay, so this is what he basically pulled out of it, and it's the exact same thing that I got out of it, which is, are you a beginner? I can hear the infomercial starting, Glenn. You know, you're sitting there, it's late at night, 2 o'clock in the morning, you can't sleep, you flip on the TV, and the ad says, are you a beginner? Have you no experience with horses at all? Don't worry, just pay us for 6 months, and you can have your very own 2-year-old horse so you can learn together. We don't mess around with matching horses to riders. We just let you pick one, go with your gut, and take it home and train it. That's really great, Adam. I appreciate it. Play the song, Glenn. You got to play the song.
I got it.
Real
right here.
Green makes black and blue. Wouldn't ride that horse if I were you. It's like walking on a hot, tight wire. Dynamite too close to fire.
Seriously.
And then Anna.
But a yearling. You can have a yearling for boarding for 6 months. And good thing is, you know, you get to pick it yourself. Just they're all, and the photo is them running in a herd in a field. So that's really awesome.
It looks like a bunch of wild horses is what it looks like. I thought they were Mustangs at first. Next one comes from Anna, who sent this in. Thank you, Anna. Looking for coach/horse trainer, $300. This one's in Marion, Ohio. I've had horses for several years. We live on a farm with an indoor riding arena. My husband and I are looking to seriously getting into barrel racing, and we need 2 horses broke. One is all ready to go, just needed to tune up. The other is green. I am in need of a trainer that can train each of my horses over time, and I need help getting me into shows until I can do it on my own. Please, if anybody can help, email me. And I'm just going to play it
green
again.
Green on green makes black and blue. Wouldn't ride that horse if I were you. It's like walking on a hot, tight wire. Dynamite too close to fire.
I don't know if we need to say anything else about that. And then Lisa sent in this one. Thank you, Lisa. We appreciate it. It's an 11-year-old appendix registered mare, $250 from King George, Virginia. This is an East Coast day. It looks like the East Coasters are getting a bad rap today. It's usually the West Coasters. Hope is an 11-year-old mare. She is an appendix registered mare. Hope is 16-1 plus. She has never been broke to ride. Her job was to keep the foals company before and after weaning. She's sweet and kind. Stands for the vet and farrier. She's had her shots, Werber, feet up to date. Hope she can go to an experienced home only. She has a strong flight response. If you'd like to see her or hear more about her, you can come out here and help us catch her because she is impossible. No, I added that last part myself, but it might as well have been in there. Okay, if you see she has a strong flight response in any ad for any horse, do not go. Just don't bother.
Seriously. This is one of those read between the lines, like when they say needs an experienced rider, that means it's crazy and unbroke. This one has, she has a strong flight response, which means she just flat runs away from any human that she sees on the planet. 11 years old, unbroke, but she is registered. Turn her out with a stallion. You'll get a nice crazy baby. Samantha sent in this one, horses for sale, brand new Regis Palomino stud, $1,000. Maybe somebody can inform me what a Regis, like Regis and Kelly, Palomino stud is. Not registered yet, but is planned on it. Flashy was born on April 11th, 2010. His dam, Shiloh's Kino Breeze, registered APHA. She is Novero Palomino Beautiful. His sire, Solid Sunset, AQHA, NFQHA, and APHA approved Palomino Stallion. This is where it starts to get a little disturbing. This baby has natural eyeliner and is a stunning height. I feel like, again, not like the infomercials, this is the late night commercials telling you to call a 1-900 number. This baby has natural eyeliner and is a stunning height. He has long legs and is beautiful sorrel color. Flashy is showing great potential, and we are close to fully halter breaking him. He's kind of shy, but can someone make him someone who is looking for a stud very happy? With his long, long legs and great height, he is looking to be something special just for you. Nice!
Call 1-900.
Yeah, call 1-900-999-STUD.
All right, and it's time for our winner. We have two of them today. Jamie's going to read the first one. I'll read the second one. You both have won the first ever Horse Radio Network saddle pads. Take it, Jamie.
Well, let me just tell you that this may get a little ugly. Honey, I'm going to yell. Sorry. Okay. Quarter horse for sale or trade, $950, sent in by Rachel Rosenthal, the winner of our really bad ads. This is all lowercase right now. You will clearly be able to tell when everything is in uppercase. I have an 8-year-old quarter horse mare for sale or trade. Has been started on barrel pattern and is doing very well. Would make a nice barrel or pole horse with more work. Up to date on shots, coggins, and worming feet needs to be done. I didn't get this the first time. Up to date on shots, coggins, and worming feet need to be done. I just filed them. My farrier stood me up again. She is not registered, so don't ask. I am sure she could be. I rescued this mare from a bad place she was in and paid a good amount of money for her. I'm not sure of her bloodlines. No buck, bite, or kick. Has reared, but not in a while. Not a beginner's horse. Needs an experienced rider. Will trade for a horse that has been started, does or can run barrels, no older than 15 years old, or for sale for $950 cash firm. This mare may look underweight, but she is not. She is in very good shape, and I ride her every single day. She gets fed 3 times a day, so I don't want to hear about her being skinny. Sorry for being firm, but I'm tired of hearing about it. Call or text and come test rider ASAP.
This is one very jaded One very jaded person.
This is an angry, angry lady.
She's not in the people come out that have just beat her up.
How many times has the sheriff's department been called on her for being starving her horses?
Well, actually, Jennifer saw a picture of the horse, and she said it looked fine. It wasn't even skinny. So I think this lady just had some wackos that has come out and just has beat her up, and she's like, I just don't want to do this anymore. So, frickin' Dawn Ann.
Amazing. Dawn, that was fantastic.
Dawn Bailey, congratulations. You have the other winner. We appreciate you sending an ad. She sends an ad almost every week. And this one is gelding, $900. Palo gelding is wonderful. Loving guy. Smooth ride water trail switchback bend in rugged mountain trail. Dot, dot, dot. He hates back cinch due to someone not connecting front to back and had it slip out on him. 2 years and he has calmed down from accidents. He needs soft, gentle heart, loves his cookie. Smooth rider, sure-footed, and health hard hoof. Needs to be round, open to loosen up. One of the most generous horses built like a tank. Easy haul, easy keep, hauls ties, great per barefooter. Loves brushed, but needs someone who is confident who knows what they are doing. He is not mean at all. Hopefully someone who does Clint Black training natural horsemanship. I would ask $3,000 for him, but due to his little tick, I have lowered to be fair on price. Due to
what
his little tick.
The hell did you just read? What was
I loved
that?
It. Oh. First of all, isn't Clint Black a musician?
Clint Black is a country singer, and I did not know that Clint Black was a natural horsemanship trainer. I'm trying to think of any Clint Black song right now. Going to keep it on the highway. Yeah, no, he's not a horse trainer. That would be Clinton Anderson, if that's who you were even going for. Clint Black, country singer. The other thing is, what the hell is the sentence, smooth rider, sure-footed, health hard hoof? What? Yeah. And 2 years later, he's finally calmed down from the back cinch incident. So if only Clint Black could come in and train your horse, then, you know, basically $3,000, but due to that little tick, unless you have Clint Black, only $900 now. So good luck. Dawn, fantastic.
And you know what?
I don't even know what that
Just
is.
Just to be consistent with the rest of the ads today, there should be one more sentence. This would be perfect.
Green on green makes black and blue. Wouldn't ride that horse if I were you. It's like walking on a hot, tight wire. Dynamite too close to fire.
Oh,
good job
God.
This week, people. Good job. There were some good ads in there. By the way, you deserve an Oscar for your reading of Rachel's ad. That was terrific.
There you go. I would just
one of the awards for what are the awards for radio people? Marconi's, right? They're the Marconi Awards for radio people.
I would like to let you know that there are other awards, and they're called AIR Awards, which is Achievement in Radio Awards. And yours truly, in 2002, won Best Traffic Reporter in Atlanta. What's up, people?
You did?
I did. I got a big plastic microphone. They handed out. I had to go up and give it like an Oscar speech and everything.
What
the
makes
host
you a
of the show was
good
Chuck Buckley.
Traffic reporter, by the way.
Do you know how fast I can talk if I really put my mind to it? I can provide a hell of a lot of information in 1 minute or less. I can say all 50 states in alphabetical order, Glenn, in like 20 seconds. So I was a fantastic traffic reporter.
I know, you've done that before for us on the show, and we're about due to have a replay of that, too.
Well, we'll let you know when that's going to happen. Not today.
All right, everybody, we got to get out of here. We have the 11-hour trip to Philadelphia. Join us tomorrow morning. We have a special recorded episode for you tomorrow morning. We'll be live again on Monday from Philadelphia. Jamie and I together, sitting at the same table, side by side, interviewing tons of people about cool new products. What more could you want? You'll never get that anywhere else but on Horses in the Morning. Say goodbye, Jamie.
Goodbye, everybody. Spay, neuter, and geld.